Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
In some ways, I see myself as a sock. They're a pair, one part of what is vitally two. That is what life feels like when you are a twin. You can have one, but you need the other to be complete. The concept of being a twin is both a blessing and a curse that I have grappled with for the entirety of my life. Comparison is all I've known. Who is better at math or at soccer? Who is funnier or nicer? Who this? Who that? But no, we are different individuals. We are our own people with our own personalities, separate identities, different strengths, different weaknesses. And this is what I have spent my entire life subconsciously trying to prove. College changed my perspective on this in a way that was extremely humbling. Tackling a new city, having been raised in a safe little bubble of a city, loneliness overtook me. I didn't realize how normal it felt to have my twin sister with me on an everyday basis, experiencing all of life alongside me. I previously believed that independence had never truly been an issue for me, but I now began to wonder if that independence was not raw and true independence. It was independence with the assistance of my other half. In a way, it does feel like cheating at life, having physical, emotional, moral support just built into each and every day. An advantage I now wish more people could experience. So despite grappling with my identity for the entirety of my life, trying to understand how to be me, the answer is simple. A twin is who I am. My twin sister is my other half. She has shaped who I am, who I am going to be, and who I am ultimately meant to be. Being a twin is more of a blessing than it is a curse. With a perspective, I'm Sophie Alarcon.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.